With tens of thousands of hectares and dozens of properties already ravaged, bushfires are continuing to burn out of control in Queensland and New South Wales this evening. The fear is that this crisis so early in spring could signal a brutal summer to come. More than 80 fires are currently on the march in Queensland. More than 40 are raging in New South Wales. 20 of those are uncontained. Fierce winds have been driving the flames, and more of that is expected at least until midweek. Much of the landscape has also been drought-ravaged, so getting enough water to fight the infernos has been a serious challenge in some areas. One focus tonight is a fire that's on the move south of the New South Wales coastal town of Yamba. It's the Shark Creek Fire. ABC reporter Liz Keane is at Yamba's bowling club, and that's now an evacuation centre. Liz, what are the conditions like there? What can you see?
Good afternoon, Linda. Yeah, it is smoky. The smoke is picking up quite noticeably, and actually it's making the sun, it's dark orange, so the light in the sky is quite ominous, and can feel the wind picking up a little bit now as well. There's some larger gusts coming that definitely make it feel a little bit more frightening in the air.
And what's the mood like there at the Yamba Bowling Club? How are people coping with this crisis?
Look, people are actually pretty relaxed. There's only around 20 people who have come to the evacuation centre so far from the southern villages of Woolawaya and Angari that have either been evacuated or people have been told it's too late to leave now. The reason there's not that many people there is because it is a strong community here. Yamba is only a town of about 6,000, so a lot of people know people to go to, and I think everyone's supporting each other really well. There is a nervous feeling, but it's definitely not panicked. It's a town operating as normal, I would say. There's kids playing on the street, people walking around. Some of the people who have left their houses so far are watching the RFS Fires Near Me app and watching that fire advance near their houses. They're definitely feeling the nerves now. We're going to hear from one of those families now from Woolawaya.
I'm Erin Brady from Woolawaya.
Jeremy Short from Woolawaya also.
We probably left about an hour ago. I think we got out just in time because we've got some friends who are stuck there now because they're back burning, so no one can get out anymore.
And just making that decision about what to take, what to leave, like how do you go through that process?
Well, I think we were really fortunate because we knew it was coming, and so at first we just sort of thought we'll just grab, you know, passports and that sort of thing, but because we had a bit of time, we started throwing in artwork and and all sorts of things. So we filled the car right up and did a couple of trips, actually. So we're really lucky. There's people on the other side of the fire who didn't have any time and they, you know, just had to get out with their lives. So we're really fortunate. It's quite scary to think what's happening right now in there.
In the car park of the bowling club, there are two families with three pre-war MGs. They're part of a vintage car club of 75 people that was evacuated from Angari this afternoon.
I'm Bob Simpson, come from Sydney. We were out on a run this morning, and we ended up in Almara, and we just finished lunch, and the message came round, resort's being evacuated, get there now or you won't get your stuff. So we had to make a big break from there to get back. Just was able to get in, grab our stuff and just get out. That was it. Just hope everyone gets out safe.
The fire is a risk for some houses, but for many more residents, the smoke is becoming a health hazard.
Yeah, my name's Bob Speechley. We're here about 30 years off and on. The smoke really knocks me about. I do suffer with bronchial problems. And, this is the reason why we come to the club, to get in the air conditioning away from the smoke.
Well, I've been nervous today, but Bob's not so worried about it. But
yeah, well, many years ago, I was a volunteer bushfire down at Waterfall in Sydney, and I've seen some horrible fires, and this one's not as bad as the big one down there, but it's not good.
And it's so early in the season. I mean, we're only just in the beginning of spring. From your experience, you know, living here over so many years, working on fires, I mean, does it feel unusual to see these conditions at this time of year?
Well, I can't remember having such a dry winter. I think they've got to start doing a lot more backburning in the winter months because this is ridiculous what's going on right now, this early in the season.
Bob Speechley sheltering at the Yamba Bowling Club tonight with our reporter Liz Keane. And if you are in a fire zone, you should be listening to your local ABC radio station for the most up-to-date emergency information.